Voor half vijf.
NPO Radio 4. NTR. Matinee Café. Met Hans Hafmans.
En met dirigent Osmo Wenske. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Thank you for this walk outside of the city with Beethoven and this look at the starry heavens with Kaija Saario. You've conducted a lot of Beethoven the last couple of years, especially in Minnesota, the concertos and the symphonies, so he must be dear and close to your heart.
Yeah, thanks for you. It's nice to be here again. Actually, my Beethoven story started very much in Glasgow with the BBC Scottish, when we did in one season all the symphonies, and we were able to use the new Berenreiter edition. Even it wasn't published at that time, but it was like, okay, that is an adventure to find out something with the new parts. And then it continued in Minnesota, where we recorded for BIS the whole cycle.
And so not in Finland. Back in Finland, you did not conduct that much Beethoven.
Not that much, but of course, Beethoven is such kind of cornerstone always. So yeah, then and then. But then with the BBC Scottish more and wanted to do when we spoke about the recording with the BIS, wanted to do Beethoven cycle, because I think it is like a basic thing for the orchestra. If we want to get better. Like a generally speaking, the standard better and better. What else than Beethoven?
Zeker. Voor mij is de liefde voor Beethoven. Ja, natuurlijk is die altijd een hoeksteen in je carrière. Altijd keer je weer terug naar hem. In Finland niet zo heel veel. Heb ik wel gedaan. Maar voor mij is het grote verschil gekomen toen ik chef was bij de BBC Symphony in Schotland, wat we net hebben gehoord in die muziek van Nielsen. Daar heb ik de toen kerstverse nog ineens uitgegeven Berenreiter editie kunnen gebruiken. En het was een hele nieuwe, frisse blik op de muziek van Beethoven. En ja, een periode later, toen ik chef werd in Minnesota, heb ik ze daar allemaal opgenomen. So now, even a couple of years later, you again conduct this sixth symphony by Beethoven. What is it about for you? Is it about nature? Is it about a philosophical look at life? Or what has happened with you when you conduct it?
I think that I try to think about what happened for Beethoven when he wrote this piece, which is so different than 1, 2 or fourth symphony. And what makes it so interesting is that we are really in a huge intersection in the music history, when we can hear more and more romantic kind of music, instead of going back to Vienna classical music and playing always those great pieces, but it's always a Beethoven wanted to give something more. This is about nature, but it's about our feelings too. So like the storm is, we feel that it's going to kill us, and then after that we are so thankful for the God that we are still alive. And it's not so much Vienna classical idea about the music. So I think that he prepared something which no one had heard before, and that makes my job as a conductor very interesting.
Het is een kruispunt in de muziekgeschiedenis, want het is niet meer een blik terug naar de Weense klassieken waar hij vandaan kwam. Het is niet zomaar een symfonie. Dit is een symfonie die over onszelf gaat. Dat overkomt ons, die storm. En we vrezen voor ons leven. En we zijn diep dankbaar als we het overleefd hebben. Het is natuurlijk de blik ook vooruit richting de romantiek die eraan komt, zegt Osmo Wenske. Well, sometimes I think, especially your revered Sibelius conductor, that for Sibelius, Beethoven was a cornerstone as well. Building a symphony from a tiny little motif and let it grow. And even this pastoral symphony, I had to think about that this afternoon. Sibelius must have known it and must have adored it as well.
Beethoven was a big hero for Sibelius, and I'm sure that there are like at least ideological or mental connections for that music, And yeah, so the Pastoral Symphony, I see it's very much connected to the Ninth Symphony. So Beethoven 6 and 9. So when Beethoven needed something more than the orchestra, when we had the human voices, and so this is like the progress is happening there, and that came out. And I actually, there is a third composer which is very close to my mind right now, and I'm happy to see to say it here at the Concertgebouw. It's Mahler. I'm almost. We still have three Mahler symphonies to record, but other than that, they are done. And again, a composer who has a lot of details and giving like millions of markings. Don't do this. Don't do that. And if you do, not too early. Like it's so fascinating to see a composer who was a conductor writing music. And so I can, when you wanted to connect Beethoven, Sibelius, I think Mahler is very much on the same line.
Wat leuk. Dat gaan we zo meteen laten horen. De zesde symfonie van Gustav Mahler, de nieuwste opname van de Minnesota Orchestra onder leiding van Osmo Wenske. Maar eerst even het lijntje leggen, dat deed hij zelf ook al tussen Beethoven en Sibelius. Ach, ik leg het hem voor en hij zegt, het is zo duidelijk voor Sibelius was Beethoven een groot idool en hij had dus een vergelijkbare mentaliteit. Nog even dit, de zesde symfonie wijst vooruit naar de negende symfonie. Dat is zo'n duidelijke link. De progressie in het componeren van Beethoven was zo duidelijk. De menselijke stem moest er eigenlijk alleen nog maar bij komen. En dan heb je de negende symfonie. Hij was hard op weg naar die negende met deze zesde symfonie. Dit is, ik kan het even niet laten, Jean Sibelius door het Lachti Symfonieorkest onder leiding van Osmo Wenske. Mahler komt zo wel. Thank you. dansintermezzo van Jean Sibelius door het Lahti Symfonieorkest onder leiding van de dirigent die nu naast mij zit, Osmo Wenske. It strikes me, and that's maybe another link with Beethoven, that even this is a minor, this is a gem, this is a little piece, but it is so well crafted. Mm-hmm. And Beethoven did the same. Even his minor pieces, not as seminal as the big symphonies, but he was a master even in the minor pieces.
Yeah, I think Sibelius wanted to. Especially when he got older, there wasn't a warm-up time, so he just wrote the music. Like we see The Tempest, he's one of the very last words, 1 minute 20 seconds, and your satisfaction is there. So yeah, it's a lot of details, but the details are making the big picture.
Sibelius, hoe ouder die werd, hoe beter die werd om in zo min mogelijk tijd iets neer te zetten. Dit is een stukje van 2,5 minuut, langer is het niet. Hij noemt The Tempest, een toneelmuziek die aan het eind van zijn carrière schreef. Er zitten muziekstukjes bij, die duren soms nog geen minuut. En hij schreef het in één keer op en het was klaar. Congratulations on your new position in Seoul.
Thank you very much.
South Korea.
Yeah.
Are you moving there?
Not moving. I will stay in Minneapolis. And I'm still conducting the Minnesota Orchestra until August 22. So I just wanted the Minnesota people know that I'm going to leave, so that it's my last contract. So start to work now to get the next guy there.
What are your dreams for Seoul?
My dream is to have that orchestra working like a chamber music ensemble and playing with that skill. They have a very high level, best quality players there, and as they have had hard time, so I think that the whole organization is ready to make it better. And I think that all the potential is there. I hope that they are just waiting someone to work hard with them. I have been there 4 times, and I really like the orchestra. I love Seoul, 12 million people, Korean food, kimchi, and other things. So this is like a new challenge. They call me there. All the publicity they have said about this new job, they said that I am an orchestra builder, and I think that it's telling very much about their expectations, and I try to do my part of that.
Chef-dirigent in Minnesota, hij blijft in Minneapolis wonen voorlopig en gaat aan de slag in Zuid-Korea, Osmo Wenske. Het is een geweldige groep muzici. Ze hebben een moeilijke tijd achter de rug. Ze zijn kwalitatief heel hoogstaand. Wat ik graag met ze wil doen, is dat ik een kamermuziekgroep van ze kan maken. Dat ik die verfijning daar kan bijbrengen. Dat willen ze heel graag. En ze hebben mij neergezet in de promotie of de campagne als een orkestenbouwer. Dus ja, daar moet ik dan wel aan gaan voldoen. What are the differences between an American orchestra and a Southeast Asian orchestra in mentality, in culture, in habits?
Oh, the orchestra in Amsterdam.
Or yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think that every let's call it a very stereotype. Every country has its own habits about how to do the things. And I, as a European and half American now conductor, I try to collect those things which I can see are great in Europe, those things which I can see are great in America, to put them together with this Asian part. So, and I think that there are many chances to see that the music, classical music world is more and more important in China, in Japan, in Korea. Check all the international instrument competitions, how many Korean prize winners are there. So it tells that the groundwork is well done, and there are a lot of people who are playing well, and so that gives me an idea that I don't want to be too optimistic, but I think that's a great place for me to try to have a great adventure with the orchestra.
Ik ben een Europeaan, ik ben ondertussen ook een halve Amerikaan geworden. En daar komt nu Zuidoost-Azië bij, Korea. Moet je nagaan, zegt Osmo Venska, hoeveel, als je naar de internationale muziekconcoursen, de competities kijkt, hoeveel Koreanen daarbij zitten. Het is ongelooflijk wat daar aan ambitie aanwezig is. Japan, China, daar gebeurt ongelooflijk veel. Dus ik wil niet te optimistisch zijn, maar ik ben zeer positief over wat er gaat gebeuren. And happily for us, you return at least once a season to the Saturday matinee. We're very glad with that. And you will return with Rachmaninoff and Gavrilo, yeah. Alexander.
Yeah.
That's a happy collaboration, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's great to do music with Alexander. I have enjoyed both of these opportunities. And it's always great to come to work with the Netherlands Radio Philharmonie. They are willing to do hard work to make music, to be alive, and that's what I need as a conductor.
I wish you inspiration and safe travels.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And you are turning into a cosmopolitan maestro, and exciting to see what will happen to you in your career the coming years, and how you will maybe change or mold the Seoul Philharmonic in years to come.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much for your wishes.
Osmo Venske. En dit komt uit de zesde symfonie van Gustav Mahler. De nieuwste opname van hem, de Minnesota Orchestra onder Osmo Venske. Uit het Scherzo uit Mahler 6.